Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, our interns have some favorite albums that they would like to share.
Wait, does that mean we have to make mixtapes for them too?
Of course.
So they'll have my mailing address?
Before we get started, I want to mention that Patrick, your offspring developed or designed, I should say, a poster, a Rock in the Suburbs poster.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out.
Describe this to people.
MJ, if it's what this is really a poster, a declaration of intent and really commitment to Rock in the Suburbs. It really says to anybody who's in a record store buying vinyl, you need to be listening to us every day if you're in here spending all your money on records. Basically, it says, spend all your cash on records, you're our kind of lister.
Right.
So we're going to post these at the door as you exit, and it's got a little pull-off tab like you get for a dog walker or babysitter, but it just gives our contact info.
So I bring this up because we're going to enlist some of the listener faithful there to help us out and get these in record stores all across this great land.
That's right. RTS Street Team, activate.
Yeah. So people who want to help us out, we're going to start harassing you soon.
Yeah, that's
right. Help us out. We want to get these in record stores, we say. But then, you know, you'll get one for yourself.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is nice. Mm-hmm. And
you'll be doing us a solid, which is great.
It's just good karma.
If you notice up in the left corner, the money flies in and the records fly out.
Yes.
That's kind of the way it works.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. There's lots of little hidden gems in there. Which is great. Yeah.
We have a team of sleeper agents ready to go.
That's right. Activate sleeper cells for the Rockin' the Suburbs sleeper cells.
With us again today, intern Sam.
It's great to have him.
Great to be here.
We got to let him go back to the frozen northeast shortly. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
What were you saying the weather was like back at college?
Feels like -23
nice.
According to today's temperatures.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do the thermometers even go that low? Like,
I don't know. I don't want to look at it, or it'll make
is there some
cringe.
kind of Kelvin involved or something like that? I don't know.
It's bad up there right now. You know, in the 4 years now that I've been going there, this is the 1 year where it's really been that bad for me. Yeah.
It sounds pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't go outside. It's like that.
Yeah.
Forget
go
that.
Go to class like once a week. I'm sure that's fine.
So we're happy to have you here, Sam, while you're in town, and this actually is going to be an intern specific episode of favorite albums of 2018.
I'm pumped about
this. Mm-hmm. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we continue this series of folks telling us about their favorite album from last year. And before we get to Sam's pick today, we're going to play a call here we got from our correspondence intern,
nice.
Matt Windler.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Matt Windler here, Rockin' the Suburbs of Menlo Park, California, calling in with my favorite album of the year. For me, it's definitely Dan Mangan's new record, More or Less, that came out in early November. When I was first getting into music, Dan Mangan was the first artist that really felt like mine, you know. I saw him play one song for some candidate festivities on Parliament Hill, Robots, and I was in. At the time, he was still small, arguably still pretty niche in Canada, but early in his career and not on any radio stations that were in my orbit. I've followed him for years now and give anything he releases a bunch of listens. That being said, I really like More or Less. It takes a step back from his previous record, which got pretty experimental, lots of synth layering, and it takes a step back towards his folky roots while still keeping some of those synth touches, but this time more as Phil. The album feels both sparse and dense. It's mostly a commentary on today's politically charged world full of emboldened headlines and being a new parent to two boys and the struggles of domestication. It's not a combo, but fatherhood has definitely softened his worldview and added plenty of warmth to the record when it could have been a lot of anger. Sort of like a warm gray as opposed to a cold black and white, if that makes sense. Just Fear is an excellent example of this. I already got you to play his bummer jam, Troubled Mind, for a New Music episode a few months ago. So to get a different taste, I'd go with Cold in the Summer. It's his quarter-life crisis song, struggling with suburbia and his past life on the road. The lyrics, I don't know where the gig is, I don't know if it's cool, but I still get lost in it, and I've got more to lose, seem particularly apt. I'm looking forward to getting lost in all the other listener suggestions. Happy New Year, guys, and keep rocking the suburbs. Cheers.
Good stuff. That's a, you know, an artist that Matt is all over, and he was even kind enough to send along to us a couple of albums.
I know.
Yeah, it was really
that
nice.
Was so nice. You have this album,
I do.
Don't you?
Yep, it's a beautiful record.
He sent us two. He mm-hmm. sent us this one more or less from mm-hmm. 2018, and you took that one,
yep.
And then he also sent us from 2009, Nice, Nice, Very Nice,
right,
and
well.
I have that one. And I've listened to it quite a bit, and a couple things I want to say. First off, isn't it great when, as a music fan, you discover an artist that you just connect with, but they're not very big, and then you sort of feel like you have that, like, in your, you know, sort of pack of trading cards,
yeah.
right? That nobody else does,
yeah,
right?
Awesome.
And
yeah.
you cherish that, you
yeah.
know, and you know, it's like it feels like it's yours.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? And mm-hmm. I get that sense when Matt talks about Dan Mangan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly right. Yeah, somebody's really letting you in on a special kind of a secret that they have and really hold close to their heart. So it's amazing.
The other thing I will say, listening to more to the older album, Nice, Nice, Very Nice, because he so nicely sent it
yeah.
to me, the artist I think sounds most similar to Dan Mangan is Glenn Hansard.
Uh-huh.
I hear a lot of this kind of the same sort of, you know, it's a similar kind of singing style
yeah.
and emotion,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And to me, that's high praise. I think Glenn Hansard is just amazing.
Totally. So, yeah. A total craftsmanship in the songwriting.
Yeah.
I hear that as well. Just those little touches, like the way the piano harmonically comes in and melodically supports that song right there. And just everything that's put together, it really feels like it's handcrafted,
well, like,
and like really solidly made.
Like
you know?
He said, it. He described it as being both dense and sparse. And
yeah.
I kind of know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain power to it, but yet it's kind of understated too. I think it's a really hard thing to pull off because there's so many, you know, for somebody like this who's essentially kind of a folky type of artist,
yeah,
to be able to sort of elevate yourself beyond just sort of like what I would call sort of like coffee house music,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, I think is a hard thing to pull off, but I think Dan Mangan does it really well, you know?
Really well. And I'll tell you just really quickly, I get a sense from him that he is just like really imbued and deeply into this music. And the last time I really felt that was I had been on an assignment about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, to go see Alejandro Escovedo
oh.
at the Barnes of Wolf Trap.
Ooh.
And when Alejandro Escovedo walks on stage, you just get this feeling you're in the presence of a guy who's like a master craftsman. The way he holds his guitar, the way he, you know, sings, the way he just lets his songs ooze out of him. And it's amazing, like high praise as well to get that from Dan's music too.
Yeah. Any other thoughts here, Sam?
Great track. I'm not really that big into folk music, but it was a catchy track, and I do agree with your take on the instruments, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it supported his vocals extremely well.
Well, and then also, the name of the song is Cold in the Summer, which maybe mm-hmm. you can relate to in Ithaca.
It
right?
has snowed in a May graduation once, I've heard.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully not this year.
That's right.
Hopefully not.
Let's move on here. the intern-themed episode.
Okay.
Sam, what do you got for us from 2018?
All right, Jim, I will tell you what I have from 2018. So there were a lot of great albums that came out, as our listeners have so greatly shared with us.
Yeah.
This was sort of a hard pick for me. So the first, I'll give an honorable mention to a little known rapper. He's not so little known, but nowadays he is. His name's Ice Cube.
Okay.
He came out with an album in towards the end of 2018 called Everything's Corrupt. And it was an album that was delayed for several years.
Okay.
Because of some label dispute. He came out with a single from that album, I think, in 2012 or 2011. It was a long time ago. And then the album finally dropped in November or December. I can't quite remember the exact month, but it brought back a lot of what Ice Cube was really all about. And you can tell he's getting older, but he has a really good growl in his voice
yeah.
when he raps. And it's a great album. I didn't think I would listen to it all the way through, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, that's cool.
The thing was, though, I don't know if you all followed what happened with XXXTentacion, but an album that was originally supposed to come out in his lifetime came out after he had passed.
That's right.
And that album overshadowed Ice Cube's album. So unfortunately, I don't think Ice Cube's album got that much play because of
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, honorable mention to Ice Cube
yeah.
for coming out with an album.
Ice Cube is great.
He still has it.
Awesome.
All right. So my favorite album of 2018 is Kamasi Washington's Heaven and Earth.
Yeah.
And right. This is rare for me because jazz isn't necessarily a genre that I'm particularly a fan of. I played clarinet for 4 years and sort of became sick of it after a while because I'm like, yeah. all right, this is getting old. I don't want to do this anymore. And it is an album that got me back into liking jazz. So what happened was in June, there was an article I read about it that praised it. And I said, okay, that's kind of cool. And I set it aside. And then there was another article I read that talked about how the CD and the vinyl versions of this album have a hidden disc. And I said, all right, that's still cool, but I'm not really going to listen to it. And then I get another text from our very own Patrick Foster who says, guys, my Kia is no longer usable, but the good news is my Kamasi Washington Heaven and Earth album was in the car stereo
That's right.
It survived. And I said, oh, now I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I streamed it. I really liked it. And I bought the LP and I'm too scared to take the hidden record out because
right.
I kind of want to preserve it. So my three favorite songs from it, I really like Invincible Youth and I really like Street Fighter Moss. And I think Street Fighter Moss is pretty much his most popular track on Spotify right now. And then I was talking to Patrick earlier about this, but this is one of those albums that has a fantastic opening track and closing track.
Yeah.
The opening track being Fists of Fury and the closing track being Will You Sing. So yeah, that is my favorite album of 2018.
So which song should we hear now?
So the good news for our listeners is in episode 384, this was one of Patrick's new music selections, and we played Huptones. So I will make sure to put a link to that in the article for this. But I think we should play Street Fighter Moss. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Totally incredible. Mm-hmm. And obviously Kamasi's tenor playing right there is incredible.
Just unbelievable. Yeah, no squeaks, and it's so effortless. It's
hard
amazing.
To fade out on a solo. And his 2015 album, The Epic, was a real great achievement for him. And I don't know if myself or a lot of other people thought he could do something even broader in scope, but he did it with Heaven and Earth. And the vinyl is just so incredibly tasty. I mean, mm-hmm. there's 10 sides.
It's amazing.
5 records to get it all in there.
Wow.
Including the bonus disc. And, you know, I think what you said, Sam, about the opening and closing was really well said and apt. I mean, there's a sweep about this record that kind of takes you on a journey, and mm-hmm. it's really a fantastic piece of work. And I'll talk a little bit more about my feelings toward what's happening kind of in jazz right now, but you obviously hear a lot more influences than just straight up traditional
yep.
60s and 70s jazz. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's just down to me and you, right, Patrick?
It is, Jim.
To close out the uh-huh. week.
Pressure's
this
on.
This is it. This is it.
That means I got to do some homework here. All right. So let me study up tonight. We'll be ready for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And Sam, feel free to stick around. You can stay overnight.
Absolutely. Oh, terrific. Thank
tomorrow.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the hospitality.
Yeah. You may have to make a donut run or something in the morning. So
can do.
Good. Okay. All right. So this is Rock in the Suburbs. Please listen
every day,
every day.
Single day.
Please subscribe to the show on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. Please rate and review on iTunes. That would help us out.
Yeah.
Please visit our website. Sam mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, the mm-hmm. articles that he puts together every day. It's
every
quite
day.
Amazing how he's yep. able to do this. You get extra credit at school for that or anything?
No. I do. Okay. Yeah, I think so. I tell everybody about it and they read it. They go, okay. How do you do this in school?
Seriously.
This website is suburbspod.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to suburbspod on any of the social medias. Well, not, you know, basically Facebook,
Twitter,
and Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can find stuff there. And then also you can email us rock@suburbspod.com or you can call 612-440-1984 and leave a message and we'll put your voice on the show.
Yeah.
Just like you heard Matt today.
If mm-hmm. you plug Suburbs Pod into any of your search engines, you get everything you need. It
you
all
do.
Comes up.
That's right.
Stack.
It's all there.
Yep.
Our SEO is spot on.
Yeah. Just stick your head out the window and yell Suburbs Pod and something will happen. If you yell long enough and loud enough.
Yeah,
we'll throw
that
a mixtape at you.
That works.
Something will happen.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Let's move on to tomorrow. Let's hear a little more Kamasi Washington.
Sweet.
We can listen to Fist of Fury. We can listen to that opening track.
That's awesome.
All right, Sam suggests we hear Fist of Fury. So with that, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Car pulled over on the toll road on the way out here and it was smoking, so I don't know if the cold weather or something.
You're like listening to Kamasi Washington too.
Maybe. Yeah, I should have. What are you listening to? I'm not gonna help you. I just want to see what was in your stereo.